In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, children, we have a very beautiful gospel. You know it very well. It comes up a couple of times in the year. And it even has its own feast day, the Feast of Our Lady's Visitation. And just in case you didn't read it in your missals, Our Lady was deep in prayer. Some say she was actually working, sweeping her floor in her little house, but it doesn't seem too fitting. Most likely she was reading the scriptures and longing for the coming of our Savior. And the Archangel Gabriel came down from heaven, and there kneeling before Our Lady, he says, "Hail, full of grace," and you know the rest. "The Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women." And Our Lady is struck with fear. After all, she's seeing a heavenly creature, an angel of God. And we all would be struck with fear a little bit anyway at the sight of an angel with the beauty, the dazzling beauty of their face and their shiny white light, you could picture it, that protrudes from their bodies. But the angel said, "Noli timere, fear not, Mary, thou hast found grace with God, and you shall bear a son and call him Jesus." And after the message had been delivered, the archangel asked Our Lady if she would become the mother of God. And she said, "Yes, fiat mihi, be it done unto me according to your word." Then the archangel also said, as a sort of, "Oh, by the way, thy cousin Elizabeth has also conceived a child. She will have a baby boy too." No more had to be said. Our Lady recognized those words as the will of God. She knew now what she must do. And so the next words in the Bible are these, that she got up, she went with haste into the hill country where Elizabeth and Zachary and their soon-to-be-born St. John the Baptist lived, way out in the hill country. And so Our Lady, she and St. Joseph took a very dangerous journey, a few days' journey through very dangerous roads. There were thieves and robbers and everything else. But she went, and upon coming to the house of St. Elizabeth, you know what happened here too, Our Lady embraced her cousin Elizabeth, and upon hearing the words of Our Lady, it says that St. John the Baptist leapt for joy in the womb of her mother, St. Anne. And right at that moment, St. John was cleansed of original sin. And then for a number of months, until St. John the Baptist was born, Our Lady, the Queen of Heaven, the Queen of the Universe, she stayed there with St. Elizabeth to help her, just to help her do the common duties that every woman has to do at home, to do the dishes, to sweep the floors, to wash the laundry, and everything else. Our Lady, the Queen of the Universe, doing laundry and scrubbing floors and all of that. Well, dear children, I won't make it a long sermon today, but I want you to see here just how Mary helps people. She does the big things, as when she became the instrument of bringing God into the world. And she helps us in little ways, as she did St. Elizabeth, by washing her dishes. But the biggest way that she ever helped us was by saying yes to being the Mother of God, the Mater Dei. It's a beautiful term. We should often call her that and meditate on that term. She is the Mother of God. What a beautiful thought that is. But children, one saint tells us that Our Lady is almost offended when we do not ask her for favors. She wants to help. That is one of the lessons of today's gospel. St. Gabriel did not tell Our Lady, "God wants you to get up and go and visit your cousin." All he said was, "Thy cousin Elizabeth is expecting a baby," in different words, but that's essentially the message. And right away, because Our Lady wanted to help so badly, she got up and took a few days' journey to go and do that. She is offended when we don't ask her for favors. It could be big things. Maybe we have a bad temptation. We're always sad or discouraged, or we have temptations against holy purity, or temptations to anger, or whatever the temptation is. Big temptations. Call on the Mother of God, and she's going to be right there to help. Not because she's forced to help, but because she wants to help. Or it could be little favors you need. Maybe you're having trouble in school, or whatever it is. You know what you need, what you want in this life. Call on her. Our Lady wants you to call on her, and Our Lady wants to help you. But she'll only give you what you ask for if you ask with confidence. And who, when he prays to Mary, should not have confidence? She commands, as it were, God himself. Just as he was obedient to her on earth, so also in heaven, he is equally obedient to her. But go with confidence, but always pray, not my will, but thine be done. Mary knows what is best for our salvation. But remember this one lesson today, won't you? Remember that Mary wants to help you. And all we have to do is ask, and she will come with haste to help us in all of our needs. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.